Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a, 2008-era SoundCloud rapper that, semi-ironically got really popular on the Something Awful forums, the Batman of podcasting, Gary Butterfield.
Hello, I'm the Knight.
Yeah, we're doing Monster Blitz where we race through every monster in the game, and the monster today has the excellent name Dank Squirt, and I was like, what does Dank Squirt sound like to me? And that's what I came up with. How did it hit for you?
Hit pretty well. I knew what you were going for. I think it's well observed. And you resisted the urge just to make another Squirt the Soda.
Yeah.
Thing, which is what I would have done.
Well, you know, it turns out, Gary, I think there's only so many funny things you can say about Squirt the Soda.
Yeah, and we didn't get any of them.
No.
The number is -2, and we didn't reach it, so the...
real shame for us as human beings, and thought leaders in the squirt space.
Yeah. Thought leaders in the squirt space.
Uh-huh.
It's a good name for a podcast.
Yeah, man, maybe that's the pivot.
Thought leaders in the squirt space.
Gary, quick check-in. Have you rolled out the Batman of podcasting nickname anywhere else yet?
Not yet.
Because that was the idea, is that you would try to roll it past K.
I know. I keep forgetting.
I know. Yeah.
It's all business with K. You know, we just sit down and get down to it.
Sure. You have a brief conversation about filling my inbox with 19 or 20 emails about File Underwater.
It was more of a brief demand from me.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I need more people to listen to File Underwater. What can we do about this, Kay? And Kay said, I'm just trying, I really want to concentrate on getting us our host moving. And I said, no, it's no longer a lost leader. It's going to be a lost supreme leader.
One email per episode. I was just, I know that you're doing like the old, I assume she was doing that one because it has few episodes. I really wish that had happened for Guppy.
I wish it had happened for all of our shows at once.
Yeah.
I wish we had DDoS'd every listener.
Yeah.
On accident.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. It was because it has few shows. I mean, there's a little show called Pilot Season that only has 8 episodes. But the Kay decided to do it with File Underwater. And welcome back.
But yeah, it would have been fun to, like, you would have watched a plane fall out of the sky and you're like, oh, Pilot really likes the level.
Yeah. The rest in peace, Pilot.
Yeah.
Get reincarnated somebody with better taste in podcast.
Okay.
Just kidding. Just being mean because it was there. I don't actually think that.
Just being mean for fun. We're just bad people. You're a bad person.
Sometimes.
I'm a sycophant.
Yeah. Sometimes we're mean for fun on the show.
Sometimes on this show, we try to be a little bit mean for fun.
It's a little bit mean. And that's okay.
Gary, can I ask you about
if you like it? If you don't like it, then it's fine as well.
Can I ask you a question about a message you sent me yesterday?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up because it. I just wanted. It's fun to check in with the Tulpa, you know.
Sure.
I.e. the version of me that lives in your head. Just I regret to inform you, I loved weapons.
Yeah. In my mind, you have strong feelings about that movie that are negative.
Okay.
And you were feeling, I saw your post about wanting to mute it, which gave me the impression you were sick of hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I thought about it was I was like, I like that a lot. Will didn't like that. I was trying to remember what you didn't like about it, even though I was gingerly reading your post about it because I didn't want any spoilers.
Of course. Sure.
And it's just, being a little cheeky a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much a tulpa. I was just kind of, my intention was to kind of fun about being like, sorry to add onto the pile. But if you are sick of the world that likes this movie you don't like, I also like the movie that you don't like.
Yeah, man. I like the movie a lot.
Well, I missed that somehow in your post. The thing I remember you saying is something like, maybe I need movies to be about something to like them, which felt very damning to me.
Sure.
But I didn't mean to misunderstand you if I did.
Well, so I'm really trying not to be a person who gets mad when someone likes something more than me. You know, that seems like a bad trait to have as a human being.
It is a really bad trait. I'm working on it with my therapist.
Also, I mostly said that thing about muting it. You saw that was a joke, right? The second part of that had a punchline in it.
Only kind of, because I was only vaguely reading stuff that had weapons in it, because I didn't want
to... Gary, can I read you my old blue skies real fast?
Yeah, read all of them.
Yeah, we'll just go from the top. That's the episode today. We had something else really stupid planned for the episode today, but...
It'll be in the post credits.
Hold on. Oh, man, Blue Sky, your search functionality is not that good.
Yeah, not great.
I kind of want to mute weapons on here, but I just can't stomach the thought of missing out on any kick-ass weapon news that comes out. What if someone invents Spear 2.0?
It's a good joke. I'm sorry I missed it.
I got 14 likes. Two reposts? Damn!
Two reposts? In Blue Sky terms, that's really good. Like, in Twitter, that'd be nothing, but in Blue Sky, that's good. Did I entirely invent that you didn't like it?
No, I like it less than most people. I think it's fun and not terribly smart.
Okay.
So I'm in mild opposition to the people who think it is a genius takedown of American culture. I think it's a fun horror comedy with a really stupid good ending.
Okay. This is something that I, again, been talking about with my therapist. This is my supplementary therapy. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm guppy.
Yeah, this is the therapy for your tulpa of me specifically, the part of me that lives inside you.
One of the reasons why the ways that my brain has been poisoned by online, and one of the reasons why I'm trying to be more offline, is I do tend to read everything written in a text box in the most negative possible light.
Yeah, that's tricky, because most about of the internet's text boxes these days, and YouTube essays.
It is. Yeah, like in YouTube essays, I can hear the inflection, but if I can't hear the inflection, my brain defaults to overwhelmingly negative.
Uh-huh.
So somewhere along the line, I got the impression you really didn't like that movie. I apologize for mistulping you. It wasn't my intent. I just didn't know. Like, I got that impression, and then it was my fault for not paying enough attention. And yeah,
I definitely got a little grouchy about it at certain points because there were so many like things like. Essays I was reading, they're like, this is a genius and this is what it's about. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Too much.
But at the same time, also, again, if you got something like out of it, I love that.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. And it wasn't to, that message to you wasn't to seriously hurt you. I was trying to tease you.
Yeah, man, I'm responding to the teasing.
Okay. I'm just clarifying. Like, there's no malice in it. But I accept that I was under an incorrect impression.
Yeah. And even now, you're bringing what feels like a little bit of like the real emotion to it. And I think that's fascinating.
I can't not do it. It's my refuge. I'm overcorrecting from the internet where there is no real emotion except for pure seething negativity. And moving into a softer, this little webcomic I like to call a softer world.
Oh, yeah. No.
What if there's a picture of somebody studying and it says, every time I hear a breath, I think of her. And that's the fucking comic?
That's extremely reductive of Joey Como's work. But,
yeah.
Gary, is it weird that last night I had a dream where I gave you a foot massage?
It's weird that I got a foot massage from a ghost at the same time.
What does that mean?
You were projecting astrally.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Yes, I was astrally projecting.
No, that is weird. He gave me a foot massage, huh?
Yeah, it was a little stinky.
Yeah. Two little problems with that. One, my feet don't stink.
Well,
two,
dream me didn't know that.
Nobody touches my feet. Even my wife. Like, I know my feet are very sensitive. It is a hard boundary in my life. Nobody touches my feet. It is.
No, man. It's just good to know.
Yeah. No, nobody does it. It's not allowed.
That's really good to know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not allowed.
We're having some sort of mock trial.
Okay.
As a comedy show. I don't remember what the actual subject of the mock trial was, but I was killing it.
Yeah. And where did the foot massage come in?
It's hard to remember exact details of a dream. You know, I normally hate telling people about dreams because it's inherently boring, but it was about you, so I thought you'd be interested.
That is the secret. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
That is interesting. I've never received a foot massage. And I think if I got my first one from you, it'd be a little bit strange. Like, I mean, friends. We can help each other out.
We'd have fun. We'd have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'd ask you to name your piggies, probably. In fact, let's go ahead. Let's name them piggies right now, man.
Let me pull off my slipper.
Yeah.
Give them a look.
This is not a sexual conversation. I want that to be clear to the listeners. You might.
It's also.
Listener, you can be jacking off while listening to this, but you cannot be jacking off to this. Just a heads up.
It's important that you go into stealth mode with it.
Yeah, go ahead and open this in an incognito tab.
Yeah, open your masturbation onto an incognito tab. This is my right foot. So I'm going from left to right. So big toe to little toe.
Interesting. Seems like you favor power structures.
Yep, I do. Grungus.
Uh-huh.
Ugly. No name given. That's probably like Maud. And then finger two.
Gary, I think, have you played Guppy yet for your therapist?
No, not yet. We're still early.
Yeah. 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 That makes
She's
sense.
Young. She understands internet. Which means even odd, she'll fucking hate this, I guess. But she does understand when I say shit like, you know, reference tweets and stuff.
That's so. That horrifies me. She's younger than you.
She is younger than I am. Yeah.
Wild.
It's because I'm brave. It horrifies you, but I'm brave enough to do it.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, we're all just looking for different kind of relationships in our life.
That's true. That is true. Looking for a big podcast burner to rub my foots.
When I said my
feet were off limits, that also really goes for listeners as well. You kept saying interesting as if you're going to weaponize this against me. I need everyone to understand that if I'm in a convention or something and somebody makes a joke about this, it's not going to go well.
Okay, so you don't even like jokes about your feet.
I don't care about jokes about
my
feet.
You're protecting the psychic
them.
Space around your feet.
Don't touch them with your mind either.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just love a vulnerability, man.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt. It just makes it's.
No, I know.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I guess it's a vulnerability in that you could like cast the rage status on me.
Yes.
From it, you know? And then all I could do is attack, but you wouldn't like that.
Ah, oh, man, you know, Gary, it's like you don't know me at all.
But you don't want me to fight you. You don't want to fight. You fight.
If I could get you to actually punch me, I don't know. I think I'd get a certain thrill out of that.
I kicked you before, and you did dine on it for like 20 minutes.
When did you kick me?
During one of our commentaries, I think during Huey Halloween. You kept stretching out your legs and it was going to hit the power strip and unplug the computer. and it is like 20 minutes of that commentary, you complaining about me kicking you.
I don't think we did Hubie Halloween together, but who could know?
It was one of them we did together. I don't know which one it was. Maybe
it's probably Wings.
Yeah, maybe Cats. Probably Wings. That actually makes sense.
It was on my computer. I was really sad during Wings. Yeah.
I got afraid. Yeah. Well, Wings is depressing.
I was going through our DVD cabinet, and it's 99% Olivia's physical media and 1% the DVD of that half of one season of Wings.
Yeah, 1% Wings. It's the only good season. It's the one you need. You basically get the entire Wings experience right in there.
Yeah, it's like you can really see Helen really trying to decide whether she wants to be with Joe or Brian. Like, it's...
Yep.
Antonio is like fully like developed. You haven't had the thing where Lowell has left and been replaced by Bud. And of course Roy Biggins is still alive. I was going to say still dead, but he's not. He's alive.
Have we decided? Would you go with Joel or Brian?
Oh man, that is because I have to take into account Tim Daly and Steven Weber's post Wings careers too. I don't know.
I don't know their post-webs. What did they do afterwards? I assumed basically Wings was a dead end except for Thomas Hayden Mosk.
Yeah. Well, Tim Daly for many years was the animated voice of Superman.
Okay.
He was in a, they were both weirdly in Stephen King adaptations.
Okay.
Stephen Weber is the fake Jack Nicholson in the adaptation of The Shining that Stephen King actually likes.
Okay.
You know what? Stephen Weber has had, I think, probably a better career overall since, you know, he's got that real good episode of Party Down.
Okay.
On the other hand, personality-wise, I am absolutely a Joe. He is buttoned down. He is kind of a control freak. But maybe I need the contrast.
You need the contrast. Need to find somebody exactly like yourself.
That has not been my experience and what I've looked for in my relationships with other human beings and failed to find. Yeah, I guess I go with Brian.
Well, failed to find is the operative part of that sentence. But, like, I didn't know whether one of them had gone on to do something awful. Like the other Superman guy, the Lewis and Clark Superman guy who joined ICE.
No, neither of them had. No one on the Wings cast, as far as I know, has joined ICE.
Nice. We should do an update every episode.
It would be funny to keep if Tony everybody Shalhoub joined ICE.
I'd watch that TV show.
Yeah.
But we should every episode Monk just to keep our listeners. ICE. Just to keep our listeners up to date on if anybody from Wings joins ICE. And if it does ever happen, we're going to have to do an emergency session.
Yeah. We will go into permanent emergency guppy session. This will become a live stream and constantly go.
A filibuster.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to. Because the least expected member of Wings you thought joined ICE.
And listeners, feel free to say who you think is the least expected member. Is it, what's his name, Schramm, who died? They haven't been dropping their recruitment standards.
Any of the ladies?
Yeah, Crystal Bernard doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot of free time. She could join ICE.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, retirees for ICE. You know?
I do know, Barry. It's a good time, and we're happy to be in America at this time in our lives.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in America. It's awesome. I stopped looking at the internet. I only look at internet long enough to get a bad impression of what you think of movies that's inaccurate, and then I stop. It's cool.
Gary, can I tell you a way I fucked up this week?
Sure.
Other than telling you about the foot massage was a flashback inside the dream.
But the dream was a court case, was a mock trial.
A court case slash comedy show.
Okay. Was it being presented as evidence?
I think it might have been presented as evidence, but I don't remember for what.
Probably about how much my feet don't stink.
The distinct impression in the dream was that it was stinky.
Okay. I might have stepped in something in the dream.
No, it was it was very specifically foot stink.
Okay. You ever step in dog shit barefoot?
I've stepped in quite a bit of cat shit barefoot.
It's worse than if shoes, like way worse. It's like easier to clean, but sure. I have a real disdain for that sensation. I used to do it a lot as a kid, more than I care to admit, and I really don't like it.
Yeah, man. I don't know that you're maybe being as radical here as you think you are. I think it's fairly normal to not want the sensation of dog shit gooshing up between your toes.
Between your toes?
Yeah.
Yeah, between grungus and finger two.
And we, well, they aren't next to each
Anywhere
other.
Anywhere in between there.
Okay.
No, but I mean between them. Like
yeah, the real fast, Gary, name your toes again.
Grungus.
Yep.
No name given, mod, finger two, and the second one.
No, you forgot the ugly one.
I forgot the ugly one. Yeah. That's what I forgot. But I got the other ones.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 is a B. I'll take it.
It's a low. It's a B minus.
Yeah. I'll certainly take a B minus. For toe naming?
For toe naming in this economy? So I fucked up, Gary.
Yeah.
On social media. Mm-hmm. Sadness alert. Probably going to have to murder another cat this week.
Yeah.
Sammy's not moving and lost bladder control, blah, 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 blah. Gonna have to call the cat hitman. I am gonna have to have the awkward conversation where I ask for a different cat hitman because I didn't like the one who killed the last cat.
That is awkward for sure. Like,
by the way, even though, the woman who came last time, I don't want her to get in trouble, but I don't want her to be in my house again.
Even though she has slightly more practice.
That's a good point. Yeah, like, no.
Experience you can trust.
Yeah, definitely won't like trip over, like knows where the stuff in the house is.
Yeah, like could let herself into the bathroom, could make herself like a little snack.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if we had had a 100% positive experience with her, that would still be, and this might happen, they might be like, no, we you don't get to pick and choose. But
yeah.
Hi again. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, how's
you got your haircut. Is that a different murder syringe?
Yeah, I and also it was already kind of cheapened that she said that she loved the cat before.
Oh shit, Gary, if she said Oh my god.
Yeah, of course she would. And it's like, this means nothing. You just love cats.
God,
like, you know, and also this cat witnessed her tell the other cat she loved it.
I don't need to make Seinfeldian aside looks to my wife while we're also sobbing our hearts out.
No, like, yeah, it would be. In fact, you have to request the same one for the bit.
For the bit. Fuck.
Yeah. Think about what Guppy needs, you know?
I know, man. I don't think about that enough. I posted about it online, though, and I forgot to fucking limit who could reply.
Yeah.
So far, it's not as bad as when I posted the video of letting my cat Kermy outside for his last day on Twitter. Because that got stupid.
Yeah.
But the pet grief people...
Yeah,
like I'm looking through my replies on it, and it's several of them are like people who are like, yeah, those are like my followers or like people man, can you go into my mentions, dude?
Yeah,
here, go into the mentions on this tweet. I need you to scroll down till you see image.
Okay, the pet grief people who are just Gen Pop pet grief people who just trawl for pet grief. That is a kind of existence I do not understand.
Like, they, and again, it's such a universal feeling that everyone wants to feel connection on, right? And so, I'm sorry, I
209 likes. Hell yeah, brother.
It's,
How
many
likes.
I muted it. How many does it have now?
209. Good job.
This shit breaks containment in the most insane way possible.
You're not engagement farming. But who knows, who knew this would be a way to engagement farm?
It's insane, dude. It's...
Yeah.
It's completely insane. Okay, great. I've got someone I don't know put
this
a picture of their dead sister and their dead cat. Great.
You're going to become an influencer based on this.
I think it just happens to everybody who says anything. I was just trying to fucking talk about how I'm sad that I'm killing two of my cats in 2 months. I do.
Well, this image is incredible. Like, I've gotten to both images.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just, you know, we can, I just want to make sure we don't have to go back to that, but just, I am kind of bowled over by that.
This is what happened last time with the Kermy video. It had like 1,000 likes on it or something. I'm like, I deleted it because I was like, this is grotesque.
It's the most popular you've ever been or ever will be.
Yeah. And like, I could, if I, like, I was actually like going like full Guppy mode on this feeling, I could be like, I could resent that. It genuinely fucking weirds me out.
It's gross. Yeah, it's really nasty. I feel a small version of this most social media things that are not like jokes that get this kind of response. I feel a little bit of that where it's like, this is not for engagement. Like, it is good to support and stuff, but it's weird when something like serious goes viral. Like, not just like an opinion, but like, lost my mom today, or like, I lost my job today. And it, like, you know, it's this, it sucks because of this, and like some tragedy goes viral. It's weird to me.
And I'll say this, it was, and this was a very different era of the internet. It's so much more engagement than my dead fiance got.
Yeah. Yeah. Animals will always outperform humans in that respect, though.
Yeah, I know. It's like, just, I do not. So I don't want to say the names here because, again, these are people who have also lost their pets semi-recently.
They mean well as well. Like this is does not come from a place of hate. But this is a blingy. Somebody did leave a blingy.
Someone's left
a dog's not dancing in the corner.
A big but, blingy.
Yeah, somebody dropped a blingy in your mentions on your cat.
This is a red sparkling border, right?
Yep.
Around a rainbow scape above it, praying hands, monochrome, yep. Looks like they're from a Chick Tract.
And definitely kind of photoshopped in. The praying yes. hands do not match the rest of the art style, and you can see a hard border on them.
In memory of two yep. different glowing fonts, glowing in different ways. Rest yep. in peace, and, no, and then...
Fur baby lit up like a Vegas sign, or like when Beetlejuice is looking at the girls sign.
It's bouncing between fur and baby, fur, baby, fur, baby. Underneath the flickering rest in peace. Enough.
It is not bouncing in rhythm. No, if you watch it, it is a staccato, like it is a broken neon sign saying fur baby in memory of rest in peace, fur baby, not a name. No. And fur baby is really like doing some polyrhythms like this. And then, you know, some stuff, you know, the bottom.
Yeah. There's a little, here. There's a outline of a cat going up, heaven stairs. Over the rainbow bridge you went.
On the bridge,
I always knew you were heaven sent.
Into the clouds. Yep. Cherish our time spent together till we meet again. I love you forever! Exclamation point. Blog gif. At the bottom. Really good.
It's really... If a Guppy listener had sent this to me, ironically, you would be the goat.
Yeah.
Amazing.
If this was a review. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. Does not seem to be based on just a quick investigation.
Everything about it, this is not a person who follows me. This is just a person who saw someone retweet about dead
also
cats.
Also a weird thing to do. Like, who's reposting this?
Maybe, like, I mean...
That's weird.
None of these people in the reposts... One of them, I think, follows me, and God bless you for doing it. Everyone else is it must be that fucking Discover tag, right?
Yeah. So he's like, well, there is the Dead Pets Discover tag. Like, you can set your up just for that feed. What a weird thing to repost.
Because I deliberately, when Cookie died, I limited reply. I remembered the Kermy thing, and I was like, no, don't. Like, I turned off replies on that post, and I'm genuinely kicking myself that I didn't do it for this one. Because this wasn't like me saying, hey, Sammy died. This was me just trying to talk through a fucking feeling. Like, the general feeling of 2025 that you can't get a fucking breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But what joy it brought me. Clasping hands in the sky. Neon fur baby. Amazing.
The fur baby being off rhythm is my favorite thing that's ever maybe happened.
This
I don't know what's happening with it. it's really good.
I can't see what the name of the thing they made. Is it blog gif?
Blog gif. Yeah, it's a blog gif. In like a balloon font.
So I can't imagine this person bespoke made this blog gif for me. I assume they got this from someone else.
And this is just part of their daily carry? Like, they've just got this in the holster for when they scan the feed?
But somebody made this. And considered...
I like to think they made it for you.
I know, but it considered every visual element.
It's that is weird, and then it's also weird that somebody chose this with all of its very inconsidered visual elements and chose this as, like, the standard. The in memory of and then praying hands with
in
God
memory
energy
of
coming
in
off
tiny,
of them.
Tiny, sober font.
Yeah, barely, you know, hard to see. And then no name or anything. Like, I guess you're supposed to write in your own name. You know, you're supposed to write in whatever cat or pet you have. And then, the rest in peace fur baby being like downright, like, again, kind of sexy. A little bit like a strip club.
It's font. Something that like a 19-year-old puts on her sexy Instagram post.
Very much so. Yeah, this is amazing. This is real art.
I'm imagining an influencer announcing her cat is dead by putting that exact
set a blingy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it would work. It would get fucking numbers. I don't, the dead pet influencer sphere is fucking huge.
It's
it is an untapped market.
It's really weird. If we just did, what if the pivot was just dead pets?
Just
and every week we either talked about a dead pet or we had someone send in the information about their dead pet and we talked about the pet.
That is really depressing. I don't want to do that.
Because of how much money we would make?
It would get really big, really fast. You and I are not, okay, I am not that good at like poker facing, that kind of thing though.
Uh-huh.
And I would either giggle or cry in ways that would ruin it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm too gormless for that.
Oh, you're a beautiful gormless man with your beautiful gormless feet.
I'm very gormless. No gorms. No gorms.
No gorms. Gary, who's our monster today? Who's our good friend?
What's the name? Squirt. He is a squirt like made of tar. So like imagine like a black tarry shit. Behaves much like a regular squirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's an afterbirth edition.
Yep. Dashes at Isaac. He creates a slowing black creep. And when he dies, instead of creating two dips, he creates two clots.
Which is a significantly bigger problem. I had to remind myself what clots were. Yeah. Clots are the big black goopy guys who shoot in diagonal directions.
They're full enemies.
They take several hits to kill.
Yep. This is not like just, you know, spawn some little ads. So ordinarily, you know, a black slowing creep doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy seems like he's if he didn't spawn those things, he would be no harder than a squirt. But he is.
Yeah, no, you can take a hit from this guy for sure. Either from him kind of dashing, because they do dash fairly quickly, or you've got this thing where you're like, well, once I kill it, I've got this whole other problem because now the screen has significantly more bullets on it.
And they tend to spawn in twos, you know.
Yeah, terrible twos, yeah. Gary.
The terrible twos, yeah. The fearsome threes.
The Fantastic Fours. First steps.
The Fantastic Fours. Frankly, delightful fives.
Gary, do you want to fight about Fantastic Four movie?
No, I don't want to fight with movies about you. I apologize for getting your movie opinion wrong.
Yeah, you have apologized for that several times with a sincerity that I find vaguely unsettling.
I'm not trying to be mean to you. I like you, and I'm not trying to be mean in general to people. One of my things I'm working on is thinking fewer mean thoughts about people who I love.
Gary, sometimes we're mean to each other on the show for fun.
I know, but it wasn't fun for me because it wasn't what I was trying to do.
What was your favorite part of the Fantastic Four movie?
Probably the cool round monitors.
Fuck yeah, those were really cool.
Any individual computer in that I would fucking kill for.
I thought you said you were going to fuck it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Any individual computer in that I would fuck. Especially Herbie. You know?
That feels extremely unsettling to me, man.
Yeah.
Herbie's childlike.
But not a child. Like, it's called Loli Play and it's serious.
Fuck. Gary wandering into some defense of his personal anime bullshit.
Yeah.
She's actually 300 years old.
Yeah, no, Herbie's actually infinite.
Yeah.
Eternally zero or infinite, it kind of depends. And either
like the longest infinite.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, good pull.
Yeah. He says it wrong, right?
Yes.
To match the scan.
Yes. Herbie, you could put different reel to reels on to program to be different kinds of sex freaks, I feel like.
Go on.
Well, if you had like a reel-to-reel of a really dank porn that had moves you wanted to have done to you or to do,
what's the
you
best could put move them you've seen Herbie. In pornography lately, Gary?
I love the one where the guy is on top.
Wild.
I know. It's really good.
Reverse cowboy?
Yeah, reverse cowboy. Well, straight, no, reverse cowboy.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy is really, I tried that, that's weird. But like the reverse.
Well, the trick is you make them wear a hat with a little face on it backwards.
Yeah. At that point, you have to stay, whenever you're doing things like that, like you're putting little hats or whatever on, you have to stay hard the entire time.
The hats help. The hats help with that.
If you tie it, like if you have like a bolo tire on the base, like bolo tie cock rings for little cowboy hats for your dick is a great idea.
Can you say that phrase again and maybe give it a little lilt?
Yeah. Bolo tie cock rings for your little cowboy hat on your dick is a great idea.
Yeah, man. It was good the first time, better the second time.
Cock rings are kind of like bolo ties. Yeah, huh. That's charming. I never even thought about that. I need to get a cowboy hat, like a small cowboy hat. I could make Liv laugh so hard we don't have sex.
Yeah.
Like, I could absolutely ruin that for myself. Like, my commitment to the bit could be so strong that I don't get laid.
We're two men who are, I think we're united in thinking it's fun to make your partner laugh at horny times.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
If I'm walking around the house naked, which I do occasionally, usually adjacent to a shower, mm-hmm. I will. My favorite move is the fake cry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll do like a little sexy dance or wiggle my butt, and I'll just like, mm-hmm. Do you like that? What you like?
I get, just walking around nude, I get bashful.
I don't do it a lot, but we've got a fairly good cover for our, so the windows are not an issue. Are you bashful of Liv seeing it?
A little bit of just walking around naked. Part of it is because of my changing body.
Sure.
You know, because I've been on the Ozempic, I've lost a lot of weight, so my belly looks like a deflated basketball. I'm a little self-conscious about it.
It is a little depressing, isn't it? Because we're both on the miracle weight loss drug Ozempic for diabetes management. The Wegovy or whatever the fuck they call
Wegovy,
it.
The Wegovy, the SLG1 GILP.
Semaglutide.
Yeah. But yeah, it just, if I'm standing up, it makes my belly look a little bit gross and I don't like it. So.
I'm sorry, Gary.
It's okay. I'm dealing with it.
I mean, this is an episode about body positivity for you. We're going to start at the, sorry, I got burps now. You've given me burps via osmosis. We're going to start at the feet. We're going to get you to love your feet. From grungus down to finger two.
Yep.
And then we're going to move on to the rest of you. And you're going to be full on nudist by the end of everything to Guppy.
By the end of the series or the end of this episode?
End of the series. Man, I'm not a miracle
worker. Okay, thank God. Yeah,
I'm not fucking Helen Keller's mom or whatever.
I don't have all day. Is like honestly the thing. And it wasn't her mom, it was her teacher.
You're welcome.
But the I don't have all day.
You don't get to correct me that often. I thought I'd give you one.
Thanks. Thanks. Of course. And now I know the ultimate thrill. I've tasted blood. I'm like a wolf that has now tasted a human. I'm generally okay with my body as long as I'm wearing clothes.
Okay.
You know? And then sometimes if I'm not wearing clothes, every once in a while I'll take a look at myself with my shirt off. I'm like, you know what? That kind of works as long as my pants are up to my belly button. You know?
Uh-huh.
That was good. You know, my legs are nice. You know, perfectly comfortable with the length of my dick. Girth, no complaints. But yeah, just a little bit on my belly.
Yeah, it's a shame about the face. I'm happy about it right now.
My face is depends. It depends. Sometimes I'm like, yeah. Yeah. If I put the face in the diaper, you know, and drink it on down, put the face in the diaper. And
hey, Gary, I just got an email from HR. No patois, buddy. No patois. Okay.
But it was Harry Nilsson. It was making fun of a white guy doing a patois.
I don't think that you can use that as like a titration there. I think the patois, I think it's still a white, even if it's a impression of another white guy doing patois, is still patois, I think.
That is sting erasure. And then how do you do lime in the coconut then?
I don't choose to. I leave that to the people from whose culture the lime and the coconut were stolen. Because your argument is basically it's okay to do Apu.
My argument, well, yeah, I guess that was my argument in that moment.
Sure.
It felt like I was parodying the song.
Yeah.
Not the accent, but the song does do the accent pretty strong.
Yeah.
the idea that Jamaican people going nuts for lime in the coconut and doing covers of it and stuff is very funny to me.
Sure. Like, our culture. This is our culture.
Finally, somebody understands that it's Harry Nilsson.
Yeah. You know. Move over, Haile Selassie. Now we worship Henry Nilsson.
Yeah. Yeah, and Gordon Sumner. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Sting?
The two... Sting.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. I always want to say Gordon Shumway, which is Alf.
That is Alf. I think Alf.
Gordon Sumner is Sting.
Every person has two Gordons straight. Inside them.
That's true, and one's an Alf and one's a Sting. Boy, the conversations those two would have.
Tantric cat eating.
I know, but we can't pussy.
I mean, I get pretty close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did your joke before you did. But the
fuck off, dude. Get fucked.
we can't do that bit because there's no way to do a Sting voice without doing the patois. It's like Sting's main thing.
He sometime. I feel like that is mildly reductive of the career of Sting.
It's he's a musician as well, but like, and he speaks in interviews, but it won't sound like Sting. The way that it sounds like Sting is you have to be like, Gold Bus Stop. Like, that's the only way you can sound like Sting.
Yeah, man. You know? I'm thinking through sending out an SOS. Oh, my God. Yeah,
he sings in that accent every single time. There's an old Elvis Costello interview where he's like, slap that accent out of him. And it was like the first time I noticed, I was like, yeah, that is real weird that this guy only sings in a Jamaican accent. And speaking it's one of the biggest bands of all time.
Real name is more fun than his fake name.
Yeah, yeah. Seamus McManus?
Declan something McManus. Like that.
Declan, yeah. Declan McManus. Thank you.
A name I only remember because it's a 30 Rock joke.
Yeah. And it's also, great name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elvis Costello got in trouble for calling Ray Charles a slur back in the 80s.
Canceled.
Yeah, he made it back. He made his soul album afterwards by way of apologia. Like,
I don't know this story. Was it the obvious racial slur?
Big time.
Okay, because it would have been weird if he called him like a racial slur for Italian people.
That'd be incredible. Yeah. Like, Declan, what are you doing? No, ignorant old and then that slur. And then big apology tour, made a soul album and came out unscathed.
Yeah, you know? If I ever have to record a whole album to come back from a sentence, I will know that I have made it in an Elvis Costello kind of way.
Yeah, you will be truly the angry young man. You'll have done it.
Is that a Elvis Costello reference?
It's an old nickname, I think he had.
That's fun.
In the 80s.
That's also fun.
Love Elvis Costello, except for that part about
slur. You have thoughts. You have mild.
I have notes on that one individual sentence. And like the back two thirds of his career, but like,
yeah, I could barely name a song. So,
yeah. Can you name two?
No, I couldn't even name one. That's what the barely was. The barely was a lie. Oh, okay. I can't even name one Elvis Costello song.
Can't name one Elvis Costello song.
Yeah, man.
Kids these days.
Fools Rush In?
Nope.
In the Ghetto?
No. Nope.
Jailhouse Rock?
Close.
Am I thinking of a different guy?
You might be. I was hoping you'd get to he does a song that is like a standard.
Uh-huh.
That I'm pretty sure that Elvis has probably done as well at some point. So I was hoping you'd stumble upon that. But it's also a pretty obscure standard.
Yeah,
so.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. He does do Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes. He's got some shoe content.
It's
and all the great shoe songs, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, Blue Suede Shoes, All the Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Christmas Shoes.
Oh, yeah. Elvis Costello's cover Gumboots. Of Christmas Shoes. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Elvis Costello. And the Sant Tractions. And the
Elvis on the Shelf Stello. Is that anything, Gary? Work on it.
Yeah. Elvis on the Shelvis. Elvis Costello on the Shelvis with Modelo.
Did you kill Gwen?
No. Gwen fell down the stairs because she didn't use the handle of my stairs.
Zero to victim blaming so wonderfully fast.
Not a victim.
What?
Not a victim.
Okay.
Victim of what? Having falling down themselves? Falling down the stairs? The stairs we use every day. Abuser. it's a regular house. It's not like a they're not trick stairs. They don't like we don't press a button. They turn to a slide.
They're narrow
or anything. They're slightly narrower than real stairs. Grow up. You can walk upstairs. I'm not glad Gwen got hurt, but it's not a victim.
That's a wild sentence.
It's true though. Got to use the handle. Got to be careful. Sure. You know. Afterwards, she said, "I don't interface with stairs a lot."
Interesting.
And I was like, "Huh? Yeah, that's an interesting sentence." Yeah. Huh. What a charmed life.
Semi, you know? At least.
Maybe. Kinda. Yeah.
Kinda.
That was a good, I liked that wordplay layup that we just did. That was some good teamwork. That was a combo attack in Chrono Trigger terms.
Yeah, you know? Dual tech in Chrono Trigger terms.
Dual tech, thank you. Yeah. Oh, or triple tech, if we can get Gwen to Gwen doesn't edit this show.
Yeah, but watch the Guppy Slack. I'm sure she'll have something fun to say in there. She's usually the funniest person. She'll have something fun to say.
She's going on tour, though, so she might not. She might miss this entirely.
Going on tour? Why don't we go on tour?
Going on tour. Take Guppy on tour or just the two of us?
I have this idea for a mock trial where halfway through I talk about touching your feet.
Yeah, in a flashback.
It was a big hit in the dream.
Who in the flashback would play young Gary?
I mean, it was not that much. Often? It was only like a week prior as far as flashback goes. But I don't know. Neil Patrick Harris?
That'd be a nice young Gary. Like, not quite fat enough for young Gary, but like also I think could do the smarmy charm. And I'd like to see Neil Patrick Harris in a beard.
I might just be straight importing him from that one episode of The Simpsons where he plays Bart.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But it's funny. That thing, and we'll nobody remembers that episode. It's from like late middle Simpsons or early middle Simpsons. We'll steal it, you know.
Yeah,
they're not using it,
and they're who owns them now? They're not litigious, I don't think.
The Simpsons,
yeah,
no, it's basically public domain,
yeah,
you know,
it's some kind of D word.
As somebody who has seen a lot of off-model Barts at a lot of carnivals, I assume they are public domain.
What if that was the pivot? What if we just started making off-model Barts?
Reviewing every off-model Bart?
I was going to say making them for carnivals. Okay. But yours is it's closer to the show as it exists.
In either case, I think we'd run into the HR Patois note.
Oh, but visually. You're thinking about a Bart Simpson that's very interested in the work of Henry Nilsson.
Every single Harry Nilsson.
Damn
every
it.
Off model.
Because that was. Can I walk? I need people to listen. Yeah. I need people to understand this joke.
Yeah, yeah.
We were obliquely referring to the Rastafarian Bart. Yep. Rastafarians worship the Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie, and I previously made a joke about replacing him with what's the H name?
Harry Nilsson.
Harry Nilsson. Yeah, there we go. I was so proud of myself for that poll. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I ruined it. Yeah. I'm the lime in the coconut. Fuck.
The lime in the coconut's good, I think.
What?
It's a little unclear. The doctor prescribes it in the song.
There's
so
a doctor?
I assume it's good. It is a racist song. There is a doctor, and instead of medicine, he prescribes lime and coconut. Like, I didn't really put that together, but between that and the patois, that's a pretty nasty song.
Is there... I always assumed that there was booze involved somewhere with the lime and the coconut. Lime is usually an alcohol-coated fruit.
You would think so. I don't think so unless this is just me being literal and there it's clearly, you know, not a real doctor.
Yeah, there might or something. There might be Dr. Mix.
Yeah, could be some layers of metaphor here that I'm not picking up, but I also am not like crazy about that song. And it's really repetitive, so I don't know. There's probably like a third verse that maybe explains some of this shit that I never heard.
Out about the extra cheers stanza. Sorry, I got distracted, Gary, by checking 11 reposts, one quote, 245 likes. Get
you are blasting out. Off. There's also the song gets really long because near the end there's a land acknowledgement that makes up for a lot of the problematic elements.
Yeah, yeah. The chord progression in that land acknowledgement is amazing though.
It's a really good chord progression. There's a reason why George Harrison and John Lennon admired him so much. You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't his land acknowledgments. What are you going to do with your new viral fame on Blue
Sky? I'm going to delete the post, dude.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I would also do. It sucks. It is very funny, though.
It's very funny, but I don't like getting this direct of an interface with the broken parts of other human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of the things about online is you got to express something like that, you know, got to express a feeling like that. And it's not a good place to do it. Like I doing it just to followers, you know, having your friends online comment. I get it as a thing. But part of my stepping away was just being like this. Strangers are strangers. Like, I don't want that. I can talk to my real friends about this stuff.
All my real friends will hang out with me.
But you could have told me about the cat.
You're right, man. It's on me.
I would have. You could have used the railing.
Gary, the railing Butterfield.
One of the tricks about hanging out with you is that you're only free 2 days a week, and one of them we record
That's
already.
Everybody.
That's not
You've
true.
Describe the weekend.
Other people work at, no, other people are free in the evening. Like, you work second shift. That's not everybody.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Like, there are 2 days, one of which we record. And the other, which is, like, weekend when my wife's not working. It's a little tricky.
Yeah, I know, man. It sucks. You know? So it's too bad we can't play, video games together or anything. You know,
this would be a great week to hang out if, like, I'm not working this week, really.
Yeah.
Love to hang out. But I just, the next time you can hang out is probably Sunday.
Yeah, probably going to be Sunday. Yeah, because I got to work, you know.
Sure. Yeah. You gotta put food on the table. I'm gonna be out of town on Sunday.
Where are you going?
Salem.
Oregon?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Salem, Oregon, Gary?
Little night away, roughly around my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Not quite yet, but soon. Thank you. There's a carousel Liv wants to see, and she's never been. So we're gonna go down there. There's also an arcade that has a couple rare numbers in it.
What you looking to play? What you looking to play? You going to play Prop Cycle?
Probably not going to play Prop Cycle.
You ever play Prop Cycle?
I've never played Prop Cycle.
Prop Cycle is really fun. That's the one where you're in an airplane, but you control it by pedaling a bike. It's like an exercise bike.
There's a couple of those exercise bike games.
Mm-hmm.
I am very out of shape for those.
Maybe that's how we get. You were just talking so much sugar about your legs, man. I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but I can't stop. What are you going to play what are you looking to play in Sailor Morgan?
The terrible Sailor Moon arcade game where the Sailor Scouts are starving to death.
Oh my God, we should do a double date.
That would be fun.
We're going to
have a bunch
Moon.
Of sex and stuff. It's for my birthday, but
what?
Another one we should. I said, this trip, we can't do a double date because there's probably going to be like a bunch of sex stuff. It's like around my birthday. We're staying in a nice hotel. It'd be weird for
you.
We
don't have to come to the hotel room if we're not invited. Even though I bet your toesies are probably feeling a little
lonely. I got little. Well, yeah, that's the name of the missing toe, Lonely.
Yeah.
The name not given. Yeah. It's going to be fun. And then after the birthday after that, yeah, nice. Turning the big 4-5.
Oh.
That's a shame. Unimaginably old.
Yeah, that's old, man.
It feels real old.
There's almost no metric where you're not more than halfway through.
Yeah, exactly. Statistically, I am so. It would be a miracle if I was halfway through.
Yeah, it would be you would get a headline.
I would be a curiosity. I don't often feel old.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether I am old, I will say Gwen's super cool punk band coming by and staying did make me feel old because they're so cool. And they went out and partied at a festival all day. And I was like, I used to be able to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Let's go see Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see Death Cab 1 now. I can't go to like a cool big music fest that's all day and like six venues and 100 degree heat.
Hang out with my friends who would like get a Buddy Christ figure from Dogma and write messages on it and then throw it on the stage. They did that a couple times for Death Cab for Cutie. Cool.
Oh, yeah. And cha-ching for Kevin Smith.
Yeah, big day for Kevin.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big day for the K-Man.
Big day for the K-Man. Really is going to pwn that brown.
He is gonna bone that taint slash clit slash brown area. Fucking area is the worst word in that tweet.
He said it was intentionally bad.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
I know. Hey folks, Future Will here. Just gonna come out and say it. The following bit was a brick from start to finish. Long, not funny, not well performed. I tried in my efforts to salvage it, just speeding our voices up to double speed, and while it was vaguely amusing to hear us as chipmunks trying to badly sing a song from a TV show from 30 years ago, it was still not funny, and it was also still shockingly long. So I've just gone ahead and done a fade-out, during which we can all contemplate what the fuck we're doing with our lives. You're welcome, and sorry.
Yeah. It's the time in every episode when... one and a two and a three and a four. Well, she sneaks around the world from Kiev, Carolina.
I don't have the lyrics, and you didn't start with a bunch of umming.
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina.
She's a sticky finger filcher from Berlin down to Belize.
She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me
where in the world is it? Yeah, she glides around the globe and she'll flim-flam every nation.
She's a double-dealing diva with a taste for thievery.
Her itinerary's loaded up with moving violations.
Tell me, where in the world is...
Guys, we gotta have a fourth verse. The song's running short. Can we get a fourth verse with more country names in it? There aren't any!
Yeah, do you think I'm fucking Tom Lear? I can't name all these fucking countries.
We're out of countries. Just get the... I'll just say something about moving violations. Fuck off. I'm working.
Moving violations. My favorite thing about karaoke, I've said this before, is when you read lyrics for the first time and you see how weird a bunch of them are.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate karaoke trap, as I've said before, is anybody who sings Waterfalls.
Who sings what? You cut out there for a second.
Sorry, sings Waterfalls by TLC.
Yes. Brilliant. Very happy when that happens.
Just watching someone's face two-thirds, like, this is about AIDS.
I've seen somebody do Around the World by Red Hot Chili Peppers earnestly as well. And they forget about the exceedingly racist part at the end, the patois, the HR part.
Oh, fun. I don't know the song well enough. I'm not a real pep head.
You got to listen to Around the World. About two-thirds of the way through, he just starts going ching chong bing bong, like no joke.
Oh, cool.
It's incredible. It's a major radio single.
Well, maybe he was hungry for the chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
But for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. What should people do if they like this show? What kind of blingies should they send you?
They don't need to tell us that we shouldn't have done the Carmen San Diego thing. We said we were going to do it in the green room and it made us laugh, so we decided we had to do it.
It did come off so much worse than I expected. I had pretty low expectations.
What do you mean it came off worse? It was pretty good.
We bricked it pretty well, pretty bad in my experience.
What do you mean? It's your fault for not having the confidence to match me when we got to the part we sang together.
Yeah, and that's probably it. And us having different ideas as to when we should sing together.
You sing on the Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. That's when Rockapella sings together.
Yeah. There were other parts we sang together, too. And then you took the lead for the second verse when I was doing the ones and threes before.
Well, Gary, because the ones and the threes... The last line is the shared line. So it's you, me, you, shared, then me, you, me, shared.
Well, that would have been a thing to discuss.
I think it was very intuitive. I hadn't had a solo line. You can't go from solo line shared to another solo line for you. I get completely cut out of the fucking deal then.
I'm not trying to cut you out of the deal.
You're trying to cut me out of the deal.
It wasn't intuitive to me because I'm bad.
You're trying to do a runaround on me and kick me out of Rockapella too.
I'm never going to give you the runaround.
I couldn't remember what the first word is. Is it checking it? You fucked it up so bad for me with all your... Hold on. Hook lyrics. Pulling it up. Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. That's it. Okay. Shut up. Shut up. What should people do? Shut up. What should people do?
Suck it in, suck it in.
Shut up. Shut up. What should people Patreon. Do? Like the show.
Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Stop laughing.
And give us some dollars to get this thing going.
You can also leave us a review like this one left on Podcast Addict by Growing Larry. A top-tier beauty product review show. They even review some controversial historical figures' beauty and their secret products. With what can only be described as divorce-summoning banter. A few weeks ago, months ago, Will reviewed a beard scrub called Kalamazoo. I followed his recommendation, and now my beard smells incredible. Easy 5 out of 5 pineapple-scented beard hairs for this podcast. Thank you for that 5-star review, referencing both the actual beard scrub I used from Lush and that time we suggested Hitler was actually decent looking.
Yeah. Interesting facial hair on that guy. I can't go into a Lush. It smells too strong for me.
Well, that's why you send in. That's what. Gary, do you not know that's what wives is for?
My wife sometimes goes in there and I just go sit on the cuck chair outside of Lush.
I'm going to be very general, really generalizing and very much a parody of a stand-up comic from 1980. But wives are loving Lush.
Lush is kind of for wives. It is a little bit wife-coded.
They give you they
as a store.
Your wife go in there, she say, "What you got for samples?" And then The samples still cost the money, but they're smaller.
Yeah. It's hard for I can't be within 15 feet of a Lush.
Yeah.
It smells too strong for me. I am too scent averse for that.
Yeah, I go over to the candy store while my wife's in the Lush.
Depending on the mall we're in, I will go to a candy store. Sometimes it's really nice. There's a GameStop across the way. GameStop sucks, but if I'm just going to kill some time, that's a good store for that. Yeah. What is the most, I guess, and then the husband-coated store, I guess, is the sword store, the blades store.
Yeah, no, you just because, Gary, is there a part of you that when you look at a sword goes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
That's very vulnerable of you to say. I appreciate that.
I go into that store, and every single thing, no matter how stupid it is, there's a part of me, it's not the loudest part, but there's a part of me that's yeah. I could get the crawl glaive in real life. Probably hurt myself really bad.
Zelda Master Sword?
Yeah. I don't think I would choose the Master Sword, but
I wouldn't choose it, but I do blade. Go... Yeah.
I would kind of want to swing it around a little bit. You know? I'd like to demo it.
I mean, that's why they have that sign, no impaling Jerry.
Should we go demo swords?
For the show or just as friends?
Either or.
Just maybe walk in, maybe dress a little nice, be like, yeah, we're looking to... we've noticed there's a couple gaps in the collection. Maybe, we kind of roll we're actually going to buy the car, you know?
Yeah. Do you mind if we test this for balance? See how, and really use the terminology, all things the fucking Stang and the Ding and stuff. They always have the weird names.
It's the Tang.
Tang, there we go. I just want to check out the Tang on that bad boy. Do you
and
mind
then
if
I chop your fucking head off.
Or the clerk and we own a sword store. Sure. Think bigger.
I'm just now my brain is just writing a comedy sketch where just two guys are just going in and then just the first thing one of them does is just swing and just chop the other guy's head off. He goes, yeah, that's good.
That's good. Nice balance. They say it's just for it's not for use, but it is. Huh.
Gary, there's so many fucking things we could do if you knew stage magic.
I know. I my head could fall off with a bunch of cool red silk.
You're right.
Yeah. God. Well, that's a motivating factor. If I ever get lose my job, I'll have time for that.
What? How do you define losing this job? K dies?
No longer. No, I'd like to think I could keep it going in some kind of shambling form. But people just stop deciding to give me money for my opinions, period, is when losing this job.
Okay. All right. We can work on that. I can start working on that.
You're already working on it, brother.
No ghost.